Concern among food and agribusiness SMEs about Brexit has increased from 21% last year to 42% this year. That's according to a report published today by IFAC, the professional services firm for the farming, food and agribusiness sector. David Layden is head of food and agribusiness with IFAC and he joins me this morning. David, it seems surprising that 42% of agribusinesses are concerned about Brexit. Of all the sectors in the economy, we're told they're going to be hit the hardest, but less than half are concerned. What's going on?
Yeah, so it's very surprising if you look at this through the lens of a larger business. And a larger business in the food and agri sector have definitely taken a lot of steps towards Brexit planning in terms of supply chain, logistics, currency hedging. But if you look at through the lens of the micro, small and medium sized business, you know, concern is up 100% year on year. But we look at, say, the ERI number. As of July, only 51% of companies actually had an ERI number in place. And that's the very basic step that you need to trade with the UK. So that shows that that a lot of companies aren't preparing. In terms of these SMEs, 82% of their trade is within the Republic of Ireland. So some of them certainly don't feel as exposed. And then there's time and management constraints in SMEs. And there's definitely still a hope that a deal will be done at the last minute.
Well, we all hope that. But to be fair to the government as well, there have been information campaigns and there are financial supports available. What advice would you have for small and medium-sized food and agribusinesses to prepare for a no-deal Brexit?
So a lot of this is what you've heard before, but there's definitely four key things that you have to do now. And it's not around diversification. The four key things are they have to apply for that ERI number.
That's the customs number.
The customs number, mm-hmm. The basic step to trade with the UK. They really need to invest in their logistics, supplier and export consumer customer relationships. They have to get their tariff advice, look at their tariff codes, make sure that they know how to make a custom declaration and make a payment. And finally, and this is nearly the most vital, they need to have a financial buffer in place to survive a hard Brexit if it happens. So that financial buffer is critical for this winter.
Well, they've about 50 days to do that. Many agribusinesses, that's if there's a no-deal Brexit, many agribusinesses still plan to increase sales to Northern Ireland and the UK. Are they looking further afield to other export markets?
They are looking further afield, but for those companies that are just beginning to export, Northern Ireland and Great Britain are still, you know, the best locations to start in terms of proximity, the networks we have there, the ease of doing business. So if a business is just getting to the point where they're about to export, they're still very much looking at Northern Ireland and GB, but they are looking elsewhere. They are looking to the EU. And in fairness, EI have put, for those that are exporting, EI have put in some great supports to help them develop more.
Okay. Very briefly, and moving away from Brexit, your research also found that the majority of businesses are starting to take action to mitigate their impact on climate change. What are they doing?
So businesses are, the consumer is driving this, but a business's sense of responsibility is driving this. But they're looking at compostable and recyclable packaging, and they're also looking at composting waste. So in a food environment, they're definitely investing in industrial composters and using that waste back within their environment. So trying to avoid going to landfill at all costs.
Okay. And I believe consumers are driving that change. David Layden, Head of Food and Agribusiness with IFAC, thank you very much for coming into us this morning. I'll have more business news at 8:30. For now, back to you, Audrey.
Tula.